Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Don Stenberg on the show. Don is a new friend. He has a very impressive resume and career he's had. 8 years as Nebraska State Treasurer. 12 years as Nebraska's Attorney General. He isn't a Harvard-educated attorney. He's argued a number of constitutional cases before the Supreme Court, so that makes him a pretty sharp constitutional mind, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Don Stenberg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, I also want to point out, folks, he's got a new book out called Eavesdropping on Lucifer, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Don, I'm glad you're here. We have been pushed through what I'm calling a wormhole. This mid-pandemic scenario we've got right now, where we've shut down the economy. And of course, the around the world they've done it too, but we're talking about America right now. The economy has basically been ground almost to a halt. Millions of small businesses have been out of business. And all because the political class, state, local, and some federal leadership believed certain things, and whether they were right or they were wrong, they took steps that I consider to be constitutional steps. And when I say constitutional, I mean it will be decided, it will be determined, and you can help us with that today, and whether they were justified constitutionally. What do you think?
Well, that's a great question, and I think there's a two-part answer. And first of all, we need to consider what the basic legal test the court would use in evaluating these stay-at-home orders. And basically, that's whether, based on all the facts, the order is reasonable, based on the facts, and whether when fundamental personal liberties are involved, it's the least restrictive means to achieve the government's purpose. So I think we need to look at two time periods in applying those tests. The first were in March, when the first stay-at-home orders, lockdown orders, whatever you want to call them, were issued. And I think that that those orders at that time, based on what was known at that time, would have been upheld by the courts because the medical experts were saying that that if we didn't do that, that the hospitals would be overrun with patients, that people would die unnecessarily because they couldn't.
Would this be tantamount to a martial law kind of thing?
Well, I suppose you could use that phraseology.
There's no other precedent for this. There's no other basis to get our heads around it, right? I mean, there's no other example of where we were locked down, where we were told to stay home and we couldn't open our businesses. I mean, we lost 100,000 people in America in 58 and 68 to the flu, and nobody locked down or stayed home.
That's right. If you go way back, though, it was over 100 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court discussed the authority of the government to deal with a deadly pandemic, and indicated that for short term duration to deal with a pandemic, that the government does have extraordinary powers. But that does not say the Constitution goes away. And so, to finish what I was saying about the March orders, that although probably as a general rule, they would have been upheld by the courts. That those orders that closed churches, gun stores, and prohibited protests likely were not constitutional even in March. But of course, we've now achieved what we were told was the objective of that, right, of the March lockdown, which was to flatten the curve, which meant that we would reduce the spread of the coronavirus to the extent that the hospitals across the country would not be overwhelmed.
That's right.
That there would be enough personal protective equipment and so on. Mm-hmm. So that objective has been achieved. So the second part of the answer to your first question then is, okay, so are these extreme restrictions still constitutional?
And I want you to hold on to that, because I'm gonna bring that, I want to start back up with that when we come back after the break. So you believe that moment one out of the jump that they did the right thing, and as you know, I wrote an article at that moment and in that time in March, and I said, okay, looks like this is what we need to do. Let's do it so well that we never know if we went too far. But as you say, now we have new information, and so we need to behave differently. And we're going to get Don Stenberg to explain what we should be doing right now and the constitutionality of what's still being done. After the break, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.